Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're on hold, stay there. I'm going to try and get to you as quickly as possible, but I'm way backed up on text messages here, so I am going to start reading those. I do want to also let you know, if you're just tuning in, I spent the entire first hour of today's program talking to the Bulwark's Tim Miller. If you listen to conservative podcasts like the Bulwark, or you watch cable news, he's always doing cable news hits all over the place. Tim Miller is one of the leading sort of never Trump voices in the country. And whether or not you're never Trump yourself, I think you may enjoy listening to that conversation. Tim's a very smart man. And he's not just some Johnny come lately. He's worked on Republican campaigns going way back. I think he said he started working on campaigns in 2012. I know he did comms for Jeb Bush when he was running for the Republican nomination in 2015. Anyway, all that is to say, he's got a great pedigree. He's very smart. His podcast is very popular. He got a great book that was a New York Times bestseller. And he was here in studio with me today because he lives in New Orleans now. He said D.C. got a little bit too suffocating. San Francisco is a little bit too far away from the sort of center of power where, you know, he needs to stay close to politics if he's going to have a political podcast and all that. So he lives in New Orleans now so he can get to D.C. a little faster. But yeah, he lives uptown, and I got him to come in today, and we had a great conversation, and that is available right now. If you go to WWL.com, click on audio, click on Scoot, should pop right up there. It's also available on the Odyssey app. You can rewind it, or you can listen to it on demand as part of our featured podcasts, and we'll make sure it gets everywhere else it needs to go tonight on social media and in our newsletter. Now, on the Oakenard Jewelers Talking text line, here's a text that says, "Hey, I'm not a Trumplican, but I'm also not a never-Trumper. One thing that bewilders me is that he doesn't focus on one of the things he is seen as doing well on, illegal immigration. Why aren't they reporting on the positive effects of better securing the border and performing all of the deportations? Or is it that they don't want to talk about it because the positives haven't outweighed the negatives?" Texter, it's a great question. Smart of you to ask. I think that you are right when you say the positives haven't outweighed the negatives. And before you, reach for your pitchfork, let me explain. Trump secured the border. Border crossings are down by an astronomical amount. I don't know, like north of 90% or something. Nobody is sorry about that. That's great. Would it be great if Joe Biden had done that? Yes. Should that have been done much sooner? Yes. Could Trump have done that in his first term? Yes. It is also true that part of the reason border crossings are down is that we have basically stopped letting people legally immigrate here. And by that, I mean we basically have no more process for people who are seeking asylum from gang violence or political violence, you know, in Central and South America, all these sort of ways that we used to say, hey, you know, we're the shining city on the hill. We're the, you know, we got the Statue of Liberty out here. Bring us your poor, your dirty, your huddled masses. And we're simply not doing that anymore. And whether or not you think that's a good thing, okay, we can have that conversation. But Joe Biden was not going to do that. Donald Trump decided to do that. And in so doing, he, I think, at least temporarily, fundamentally changed part of what makes America America. And I'm not out here to say that's a terrible thing or that's a awful thing. But it's meaningful, and we should talk about that, and we should all kind of understand that and ruminate on that. The reason the border crossing closing has been so effective is that we just kind of stopped saying, hey, we're a country where you can come here and pursue happiness. Basically, now the motto on the Statue of Liberty is, we got ours, so F you. And that's why people are no longer attempting to cross the border. It is also true, in response to this text, that the immigration roundups and deportations have been a disaster. Optically, least of all. I think it's a human rights. I don't know what's the right way to describe it. That you're taking people who have no criminal record, who are showing up for their court appearances, who are keeping in touch with immigration authorities, who have started families here, who have started businesses here, who haven't done anything wrong. Maybe they came here as a child against their own will, and they've lived here for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and we're cracking into their house and dragging them away at gunpoint, disappearing them into this detention system that's been hastily assembled over the last 6 months with almost no accountability. Very difficult to get people out of there without help from higher up like Steve Scalise when he got that little old Iranian grandmother out. And it's not just like squishy progressives that feel that way about this either. It's a lot of policymakers in communities all over America, left, right, and center, that see the effect that this is having on immigrant communities, legal immigrant communities, who no longer want to interface with governments at all, making it more difficult to keep track of who's where and what their status is. Can they help solve a crime? Do they need help in some other way? The knock-on effect of these ICE raids has been a net negative for the country. And against that backdrop, it's difficult for the Trump White House or anybody who's not in some sort of insanely biased media atmosphere to say that everything that he's doing on immigration is a win, because there's a lot of pain right now. And, you know, someone like Stephen Miller will say, oh, you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. Well, there's a lot of communities all over the country. Small businesses, factories, farms, meat packing plants that are just holding a bunch of broken eggs right now, and they cannot see the omelet. Hope that makes sense. Here's a text that says, the no tax on overtime is going to help me out 100%. I'm a union worker and I get a lot of overtime. Yes, I'm a Republican and a Trump supporter. Cool. No tax on overtime, I think, is a great policy. I kind of wish that it wasn't sunsetting after 3 years. That deduction is going to go away starting in fiscal year 2028. So to the texter, I hope you get your kicks in while you can over the next, you know, 2.5 years. Not going to be there forever. And also, it's capped at $12,000. So if you make more than $12,000 in overtime, then you will start paying taxes on it. Here's a text that says, hey, Ian, it's the 80%, 20% canvas. If 80% of America is focused on one set of ideals and 20% of America is focused on yet another set of ideals, the Democrat Party will be on the side of the 20%. And that, my friend, is the nutshell problem facing the Democrat Party today. I don't totally disagree. And don't get it twisted. I'm not here to just always take up for Democrats. I don't work for the Democratic Party. I'm not, you know, here to just tell you how great the Democrats are and take up for every Democratic cause. A little more complicated than that. But since you bring up this 80%, 20% thing, you may be onto something. If 80% of the country is focused on one set of ideals and 20% is focused on the other ideals, and the Democrat Party goes on the side of the 20%, that will cause problems for the Democrats. You're absolutely right. And there's a great historical example of this. In the civil rights era, it was Democrats that really thought, hey, man, this whole thing about like black people not voting, it's pretty bad. It's un-American. It's not righteous. You know what I mean? Like, and that was not the majority view, certainly in the South at the time. Maybe not even the country. 80-20, I don't know. But that was an unpopular cause that Democrats hitched themselves to. And they said, no, this is part of what we believe in. This is part of what we're going to pitch to voters. These are the kinds of policies that we're going to enact. All these sort of different tentacles of systemic racism that have been part of American governance for the last 200 years, we're going to try and undo some of that. And boy, they paid a price for that. Did they get the job done? Yes, but they lost the South for a generation, which, you know, led to the Nixon Southern strategy and this whole realignment that happened between the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, in the late 60s. So to the texture, I think, yes, you're right. I don't know if that's precisely what's happening today, but there certainly is a number of historical examples where the Democrat Party sticks up for the little guy and takes a position that, broadly speaking, is unpopular. And then the Overton window moves and things change. And then suddenly that's what everybody wants. And then we all move on to the next one. I have some more texts I'll try to get to a little bit later, but I did want to see if I can get to another call. Let's go to Elmo. Elmo, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today, man?
No, something that needs to be said. I know you're quite familiar with what I'm saying to you is that if, when you're looking at the civil rights movement, the South was the Dixiecrats. If it wasn't Republican, civil rights understanding legislation, as we knew, would never have been passed. Okay, that's what I want to get through to people. A lot of young people don't have a clue. Democrats in the South was called Dixiecrats. Mm-hmm. It was strictly as conservative can be. Republicans were not really that conservative. I mean, they were for doing the right thing. So I believe that. Okay, in terms on Epstein, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand what I'm saying. First and foremost, Epstein was pushed by Trump, and he was feeding the mega base with that, and boy, he was just eating it. They were loving every minute of it.
Yes.
I don't think they had a clue that Trump was involved in that foolishness. Trump was smart, but not that smart, because if I knew that I was involved, I wouldn't be pushing it. But the fact of the matter, I don't think, to the mega base credit, and you're hearing it from me, for the mega base credit, they are saying, we don't give a rat's you know what, mm-hmm. if it's Republican, Democrat, independent, what? Let right. the chips fall where they may. I don't think Trump understood that it was going to happen. Okay, now, as far as the Democrats are concerned, let me tell you what I think. Now, you ever heard the show saying, what you know, you don't need to know?
What you know, you don't need to know? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, expand on that. What's that mean?
Okay. If you ever been in the government, people in high positions in the federal government that deals with national security, I mean top secret issues, that even might deal with politicians or the government or companies, which they didn't know what they didn't know. So what they're saying is, that's why you hear people, high officials with big time, top security clearance, mm-hmm. are saying, it's a need for you to know. So the people that say, basically, you know what? If I don't need to know, thank God I don't know. Well, the bottom line is I don't think the Democrats really wasn't pushing it, because I think they had some Democrats involved, they had some Republicans involved, they had high power business folks involved, high power entertainers and sports figures, and they didn't want to embarrass them. So you got to give it credit, man. I don't want to embarrass nobody. Look, if I were a high power Democrat in government, had the power, I don't want to embarrass Trump. Now, if you're doing something illegal or something, that's a different ballgame. But a lot of us doing unethical, foolish stuff. It was unethical, some of the things they were doing. They didn't want to push if it was illegal. Unethical, unsavory, immoral, you call it the way it is. And now, Trump is no way out, because he can't figure out that the mega base who loved him so well is saying, let the chips fall where they may.
You got it. Elmo, this is great conversation. I'm terribly sorry to have to end it, but I got to get out of the way. We have a scheduled interview coming up. But let me just say, I just texted this back to somebody a little while ago. Is it possible or even extremely likely that there are high-ranking Democrats named in the Epstein files that may have some sort of criminal exposure? Yes. Is that part of why the Biden administration didn't release those files? I don't know, man. That's kind of a stretch. Both things are possible, that the Biden administration and the Obama administration did not want that information to come out. And also, at the same time, there is not a legally viable avenue to do that. So we'll just have to see where the cookie crumbles. We'll get another look at your afternoon traffic with Courtney VIP. When we come back, we'll be speaking to Austin Wilty. He's the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer at New Orleans City Hall. If you have any outstanding parking tickets, traffic camera tickets, or late sewage and water board payments, we got some good news for you. They're going to throw you a bone here. We'll get the details from Austin when we come back. Step away on W.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
BWL. I got a lot of text on the Oakrunner Jewelers Talking text line in response to that previous segment with my comments about the Civil Rights Act and the history therein. I will get to those as soon as I'm finished telling you about how you can save some money. Reading now from WWLTV.com, New Orleans drivers have a limited time to pay off overdue parking or traffic camera tickets without incurring late fees. City officials have the City Amnesty Program, which allows residents to either pay the full amount owed or to enroll in an interest-free payment plan. Joining us on the line right now to let us know more about this is the city's Deputy Chief Administrative Officer, Austin Wilty. Austin, welcome to the show. Thanks for making time today.
Thanks, Ian. Thank you for having me.
All right. So tell us, I guess just to get us started, where did this idea come from? Like, who kind of came up with this and decided, hey, this is a thing New Orleans residents could really benefit from?
So I think this idea has been percolating for quite some time. You know, we had previously looked at the possibility of partnering with the state through their Office of Debt Recovery Program in order to get folks back on track. But, you know, we recognize that program can be a little aggressive. So we wanted to start by giving drivers a chance to take care of unpaid parking tickets and traffic camera tickets without any late fees or added penalties through a program with a company called Promise. And right now through August 31st, if you have an old ticket, you can just pay the original amount with no late fees and no extra charges. And, you know, as you said, it's a limited time opportunity to wipe the slate clean and get folks back on track before collections may pick up again. And we may consider, you know, possibilities such as Office of Debt Recovery.
Great. Okay, so we'll get a little bit more into the details, but I did just also kind of want to frame this for people who don't have any outstanding parking tickets or traffic tickets. You know, there's the initial fee. If you get popped by one of the traffic cameras, you're speeding through, I don't know, Earhart and Carrollton, for example. Not that that happened to me lately, last week, just as an example. There's the initial fee, but then the late fees can really, really stack up. I mean, some of these people that are going to benefit from this are going to see real, real savings. I mean, the city has already waived almost $500,000 in fees. So even if you don't have a dog in this race, I guess you could say, let's just sit back and all kind of understand the city is doing something really good here.
That's right. You know, drivers across the area, as you mentioned, almost more than 1,200 drivers have cleared over 2,700 old tickets and saved on average around $300. And that, in often cases, some drivers are seeing upwards of 50% or more reduced from their total balance with this program, which is, you know, a great benefit. And folks, you know, I'm sure we'll get to this, but folks who want to take advantage of the program, I want to be sure to say this a few times, can, you know, visit NOLA.gov/no late fees. Again, NOLA.gov/no late fees to look up their tickets, pay them off, start a payment plan that works for their budget.
Okay, so that website you just gave out, NOLA.gov/no late fees, that also allows me to see if I have outstanding tickets, right? Because it often is the case where, you know, maybe the ticket got lost in the mail or the wind blew it away or a little gremlin came up and took it off your windshield before you had a chance to deal with it. People may not know that they have outstanding late fees and they can go and learn that at this website. Is that right?
That's right. And it's become, you know, easier than ever. It's super easy for people to take care of their tickets and see what tickets they have available, open and needing to resolve. They don't need to visit an office, fill out any paperwork. The website's very mobile friendly. It's available 24/7. Again, I'll say it again. It's NOLA.gov/no late fees. And, you know, again, encourage folks to go in there and, you know, put in their information, their driver's license information. And, you know, it's super, super user friendly.
Great. And I feel like I had seen somewhere that you can also process late sewage and water board fees this way. Is that right?
So that would be directing you to a different website. As you know, Sewage and Water Board is a separate public agency from the city, mm-hmm. but the connection between the two, you're not wrong. So Promise Pay is the vendor who also manages that and has brought them back on track. But they are also offering payment plan options with waived late fees through August 31st. So it's on that same timeline, and happy to provide, you know, more information on that program as well, which is a great benefit to citizens.
So if people take nothing else away from this conversation, Austin, it's that they should, not could, not may enjoy, but you should go to NOLA.gov/no late fees to see if you have any outstanding traffic tickets, any outstanding parking tickets, and you can pay those right now without interest through August 31st, yes?
That's right. And a couple of things I'd like to add. You know, if you want to pay the whole thing off, you can certainly do that with a debit, credit card, Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever's easiest. And if you need more time, this is really the important part in how we feel like we've modernized it. You can break it into monthly payments for up to 12 months no interest or additional fees added. So that's the real, as you said, throwing a bone to, get folks back on track.
Great. That's awesome. Well, thank you for putting this together, Austin. I'm sure people that are paying off those old tickets without interest are very grateful to be able to do that. Anything else you want us to let our folks know before we let you go?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you for your time. You're working your way. Austin Welty is the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer at New Orleans City Hall. Austin, stay cool out there, man.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Take good care. Now, back to the conversation we were having about the Civil Rights Act. Here's a text that says, I watched Johnson signing the Civil Rights Bill on TV and hearing my stepfather say that will cost him in the election. And we know how that went. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there, but I guess you were. If you were there, you heard your stepfather say that's going to cost him. I am made to understand that the Democratic Party structure, they knew that they knew that there was going to be a steep political cost to pay for putting this legislative package into action and starting to undo some of the damage that had been done by racist government in the couple centuries before that. And that is not to say that every single person with a D behind their name was on board. There's another texter here who's really trying to give me a history lesson and says, hey, just so you know, it was... every Democrat in the South voted against it. Republicans and Northern Democrats passed it. And they said, yeah, of course, that's true. But the Southern Democrats, you know, they could have, I guess, found a way to keep the Democratic Party at large from doing this. They failed in that effort. And then you know what they did? They left the Democratic Party. They couldn't deal with that anymore. They were upset that suddenly black people serving on juries and voting and doing all the rest. And so they said, we're not going to be Democrats anymore. And then, of course, oh, God, don't get me started on these guys. Roger Stone, Richard Nixon a little bit later, Paul Manafort. These guys all kind of swept in and said, hey, we're going to figure out a way to bring these voters into the Republican Party. Because we see the writing on the wall that we're not going to be able to win elections in many of these places unless we have this specific kind of voter who have this specific kind of grievance. And it is that fracture, it is that turning point that got us where we are now, where Democrats are the liberal party and Republicans are supposed to be the conservative party. Here's a text that says, LBJ was told, you will lose the South for a generation, but he did it anyway. Courage. Let's see if there's some other texts around here that I wanted to get to on this. If I didn't get you to go check it out already, the interview with Tim Miller is posted at our website. You can go check that out at WWL.com and the Odyssey app. Let's go ahead and step away here, as a matter of fact, Coleman. And when we come back, I'll read some more of these text messages. Going to kind of get them in order. They're a little bit jumbled up right now, and I'll make it easy for the conversation to flow. So we'll come back and do that. And hey, man, go check out NOLA.gov/no late fees. I'm Ian Hoken for Scoot. Be right back after.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
For this. Oh, chariot. Interesting. Reading now from CBSNews.com, headline reads, "There was no missing minute in the Epstein jail video, government source says." From the article, when the Department of Justice and the FBI released 11 hours of footage earlier this month, the time code on the screen jumped forward 1 minute just before midnight, prompting questions about the 1 minute gap. The video shows the part of the area near the cell where Jeffrey Epstein was being held the night he died in what the medical examiner ruled a suicide. A government source familiar with the investigation says the FBI, the Bureau of Prisons, and the Department of Justice Inspector General are all in possession of a copy of the video that does not cut just before 11:59 to midnight. We talked about this at length yesterday. There are two things going on here. We've known about this missing minute for kind of a long time, where the security tape on the camera that's roughly generated, you know, that's roughly pointed at the area where Epstein's cell was, it cuts straight from, you know, 11:58:58, 11:58:59, 11:59, and then it's midnight. There's a missing minute, right? And we were made to understand that that was because the security system software resets, or the camera's got to reset, and the missing minute is always missing at midnight on every camera in that facility. Curiously, Pam Bondi has not released any video that proves that. We've just had to kind of take it on faith about the missing minute. It would be pretty easy to say, hey, here's 30 other video files from that night where there's no footage available from 11:59 to midnight. They haven't done that. Who knows why not? But now, a government source familiar with the investigation says the FBI, the Bureau of Prisons, and the Department of Justice Inspector General all have a copy of the video that doesn't do that. It doesn't have the missing minute at all. It's a lie on top of another lie. if this source is to be believed. Not only is the missing minute a bunch of BS that they're trying to sell us, we already know the missing 2 minutes and 53 seconds that was edited out of the video. Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and all the rest said, hey, this is raw, unaltered footage. It didn't take long to discover that it was neither raw or unaltered. And now, if this report is to be believed, we're also learning that that missing 60 seconds that we had previously reported on is also bogus, because the Department of Justice Inspector General, the FBI, and the Bureau of Prisons apparently all have a copy of the videotape that does not skip from 11:59 to midnight on the night that Jeffrey Epstein, I'll just say it, was murdered in his prison cell. Let's go to the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. We're closing out the show here on this lovely, what is it, Tuesday afternoon? I guess that's right. Scoot will be back on Friday. He's just taking a short vacation. I'm holding things down with Coleman today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line, we find who else? Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Ian? Hey, I was going to ask you a quick question. Are you and Coleman going to the Weird Al Yankovic concert tonight at the Sanger Theater here in town?
Coleman, are you going to the Weird Al Yankovic concert at the Sanger here in town?
No.
Why not?
Not. there's no good reason why.
Do you not like Weird Al?
He's all right, but I would pay money to go see him.
Jimmy, are you going?
It's sold out, man. I was wondering if y'all could pull some strings, talk to Diane Newman or somebody, you know?
You guys
know some powerful people, so I was just checking. But
truthfully, Diane is too busy to get.
Wait, Jimmy, before you go, I have to say, I also would not be going to see Counting Crows tomorrow before you called it an act.
Okay, you know what? Counting Crows, I think it's buy one, get one. Lots of tickets for that one tomorrow.
Is that really? Yes. Nobody wants to go see the Counting Crows? Come on, I don't believe that.
Weird Al totally sold out.
Maybe that's because the Counting Crows played here not that long ago. I mean, this is their second concert in like 18 months or something. Yeah. Well, I would love to go see Weird Al, but it just wasn't really on my radar. And, you know, I got all swept up with the Midsummer Night's Dream at the Tulane Shakespeare Festival. I wasn't really thinking about buying concert tickets, but I bet that's a good show.
Yeah, it wasn't. That answer was more of an indifference. It wasn't like, oh, I don't like him, or I wouldn't be. It was more
like Weird Al.
It's like, no.
Coleman.
I'm just
speak
not going.
Your truth, man. Okay, well, let's say go on a little thought exercise journey with me. Say I went and spoke to somebody around here, you know, and we were able to shake loose a couple of Weird Al tickets. Would you go?
Yes.
You would go with me to the Weird Al show?
Yes.
I'm not leading you on. I'm not saying that that's
no, I know that
thing
you're not. I'm just saying yes.
Do you think that would be a good use of your time?
Yes.
I like
experiencing new things. I've never seen Weird Al live. I've been to like Cirque du Soleil type stuff, MMA events. If they got a ticket, I'll go. I don't have a life.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Well, maybe next time. I don't know. He's getting kind of up there. He's probably in his upper 60s or something. But I'm obviously his tour is very popular, or it wouldn't be quite so thoroughly sold out. G is listening today and says, Ian, I don't think too many are shedding tears on illegal immigrants being removed. It's only those areas that were magnets for illegals that are hollering about societal impact. Why? The illegal population is a critical part of that city's sustenance. How can California rebuild without immigrants? They keep wages much lower. No, I think, G, that you're incorrect in this case. I think many people are shedding tears about illegal immigrants being removed because there's nobody to wash their dishes or pick their crops or mow their lawns or fix their roofs. And that is not just happening in liberal cities like San Francisco and Chicago. That's happening all over the country. You can't even open the newspaper without seeing a story about some guy who's like scratching his head wondering, where did all my workers go? Now I can't, you know, my roofing business is going under because there's nobody here. All my guys are too terrified to come to work, even those who are here legally. Because they see the same headlines that we do. They see the same stories on TV every night. If you are here legally, if you are somewhere in the pipeline of becoming a full U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter. ICE doesn't give us They will cuff you and they will throw your ass in a plane and send you to Venezuela or El Salvador or South Sudan. What the hell? So a lot of people are shedding tears over illegal immigrants being removed because the way that it's being done is making legal immigrants terrified to even just walk down the street to pick up their kids from school. God, just a horror story of a show. I think it was in Seattle. I read this last week. You know, a man who had been here for a long time. You know, I think he was like in his late 40s, a father of two kids. He was going to pick up his kid at preschool. Immigration, Customs and Enforcement, open up. His kid's in the back seat. He has to reach over and say, it's okay, mommy's going to come get you. This man knows exactly what's going to happen to him. And sure enough, you know, there's some sort of dust up, ice smashed in his window. I don't know if he was resisting or what. But it's stories like those that are having a greater impact than just, hey, Jose crossed the border illegally 6 months ago, and now he's getting arrested and sent back to Mexico. That is not what's got people upset. What's got people upset is the little Iranian grandmother, like Tim Miller said, who's in her garden, who's been here for 50 years, whose visa application got screwed up by the Reagan administration, and they just plucked her up and sent her up to this, you know, detention facility somewhere in the northern part of the state. And, you know, but for the grace of Steve Scalise, who got his office involved in helping release that woman, you know, she would still be there. Tough sledding, folks. It would be nice if all of this was going down in a way that was neat and efficient and easily understood by everybody, but it's not. It's a disorganized mess. It's a rush job. And it's all being orchestrated by Stephen frickin' Miller, this white nationalist maniac who says, I'm going to get a million immigrants out of the country, you know, by Christmas. It doesn't matter where they are, where they came from, what their status is, how we do it, where they're from. When you're rushing to meet a quota like that, obviously mistakes are going to be made. We'll step away and get one more look at traffic and come back and round it out right here on WWLAMFM.com and always live on the free Odyssey app. I want to remind you my conversation with Tim Miller is available right now at our website, WWL.com. You can go and listen to it, share it, download it, spread it around. I'd sure appreciate it if you did that. Be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. Want to make sure you know that you've got just a few days left to win one of those generators we've been giving away all month. As we get into the heart of hurricane season, you don't want to be without power, folks. We really want to help you out, ease your concerns, calm your fears. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you a chance to win a kick-ass portable generator. It's worth almost $1,000. You can go to WWL.com/contests. Just enter your email address. Check a couple boxes. It happens really, really fast. Takes about 10 seconds. You can get backup power from Craig's Electrical. When the power goes off, Craig's comes on. And from WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. Tomorrow on the show, we got a great one lined up. We are going to be speaking to Matthew, who's live from Ukraine. You remember this guy. He'll be on right out of the gate at 1:25. At 3:20, we'll talk to a person who calls themselves the City Doctor. Being an American is about a lot more than flags and bumper stickers. Regular men and women of all backgrounds, understanding the principles of democracy and actively participating in civic life, that's what makes America great. Are we making the grade? Are we living up to the vision laid out by the founding fathers? We'll talk about that on the show tomorrow. I want to thank Coleman, Diane, Dan, and Scoot, and you for all your great text messages and your phone calls. Thanks to Tim Miller. Stick around for sports talk. I'll be back tomorrow on The Scoot Show on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.